For Bill Hammond, it's a simple formula. Keep taxes low, and the Texas economic engine keeps on chugging. Hammond is president of the powerful business lobby, the Texas Association of Business. He says making permanent the business tax exemption for companies that bring in less than $1 million in gross receipts would really fuel the economy, as would allowing companies making more than that to exempt the first $1 million of their receipts.
Currently, if you do $900,000 in receipts, you pay no tax. If you have $1.1 million in receipts, you pay tax on the entire amount.
With a $1 million exemption, the latter company would pay taxes on just $100,000. Hammond also wants to lower the franchise tax rate by 0.25%. Oh, and lest consumers feel left out, the proposal also includes a sales tax exemption for college textbooks.
Having bought many books myself and bought many more for my three children, it's a very strong issue. I mean, kids are incurring a lot of debt. That's the kind of thing we think that they should be looking at, exempting college textbooks from sales tax and also computers.
Hammond's proposals would cost the state more than $4 billion, money he says should be off limits to lawmakers because spending it would put the state over a constitutional cap on state budget growth.
Unless there's a vote of two-thirds of both bodies to bust the cap, the constitutional cap, that money will either be sitting in the Treasury for forever, maybe, or, as we believe, it should be returned to the taxpayers.
But Hammond's numbers don't exactly add up. The $4 billion would be off limits based on the current size of the 2012-2013 budget. But lawmakers are expected to add about $7 billion to that budget in a supplemental appropriation early this spring. That would increase the current budget, increase the cap limit for the new budget, and erase that $4 billion extra. Hammond calls his proposal a starting point and expects more tax cut ideas in coming weeks. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.